Oh God, we are open, Yanamakashe, to your voice, oh God. We are open to your voice. We need your voice in the name of Jesus. We need to hear your voice clear in the name of Jesus. We need your voice like never before. Oh God, many people don't know your voice, but we need to hear your voice clear. We need to hear what you are saying to us in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good afternoon. We're so glad you joined us for Wednesday midweek Bible study. The Word of God says study, study in 2 Timothy 2:15. Why he want us to study? To be pleasing and acceptable to him so he can talk to us. We don't want to be ashamed because we don't know from Genesis to Revelation, because we don't know what he told us to do in any book of the Word. We want to know. We want to be in the know. We don't want to be ignorant of Satan's devices, because if we don't know the word, Satan knows the word. He tells us the word. He told Eve the word, but he twisted it. So you got to know when the devil come and tell you the word and he twists it, you got to say, it is written, devil, in the name of Jesus. So I'm grateful for each of you. We're going to need our Bibles. We're going to need the word of God in front of us. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for each of you today that came on with us. Oh, my God, God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the mighty, the almighty God. Ain't no God great like our God. I don't know about you, but I served other gods before. Didn't even know I was serving another God. And so I just thank the day.
Wash your hands.
All right. Somebody's got something on right now that, okay, I'm sorry. Hold on, Esther. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in all of us. We have Esther on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to play a song today that this is our theme song for our Wednesday Bible study. So go ahead, Esther. Cynthia, talk quick. I'm on the line.
That phone number is not letting me get on.
Okay, let me see if I could join you. Hold on. I can't join no more people. I'm going to have somebody. You want somebody to call you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, give me a number real quick. 807-504-807.
874.
Okay.
5814.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Esther.
Yes?
I'm sorry. Esther, can you take this number down and call this lady for me and connect her, because she can't connect. So if you could just connect her, I appreciate it.
I'll try.
Do you know how to do three-way calling?
No.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll get someone else. Is there anyone on here with us who know how to do three-way calling? You could connect somebody else.
I'll try. This is Lady McBride.
Okay. All right. Her number is 504-874-5814. Thank you, Minister Lane.
All right.
Just
all
tell
right,
her you called to connect to the, you know, to my line.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you today for what you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Mother Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to call on you in a few minutes to do the song, but give us me just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. We have
a G.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
This is Cynthia.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
So
you
we have
so
Latricia
much.
Smith on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Latricia, if you could read our scripture for today, I appreciate it.
Yes. The scripture is coming from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for the word of God. Now, okay, so we're going to go through some things right now. I need each of you to say these things with me. I have all the lines open, so if you could repeat after me, my mind, is in training.
For what God wants me to think.
My eyes are in training.
My eyes are in training.
For what God wants me to see.
For what God wants me to see.
My ears are in training.
My ears are in training.
For what God wants me to hear.
For what God wants me to hear.
My mouth is in training.
Is in training.
For what God wants me to say.
My hand is in training. For what God wants me to touch.
My body is in training.
Is in training.
To go.
And do what God wants me to do.
Amen. So God is getting us ready so we can hear him better and we'll know what he wants us to do with our whole bodies. So I thank you all for going through that with me. We're going to do a little bit of review for what we've been studying. We've been studying about books in the Bible. Who could tell me the total number of books in the Bible? You could just state your name and say the number.
66.
I heard that, but I ain't hear your name.
Minister Bowman, 66.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Bowman. 66 books of the Bible. That's total. All right. Who could tell me how many books are there in the New Testament?
Esther 27.
Amen. Thank you, Esther. 27 books in the New Testament. How many books are there in the Old Testament?
Esther 39.
Amen. Thank you so much, Esther. All right. She's been listening since we've been coming on. This is our fourth week, and we've been, learning about the books in the Bible now. All right. We're going to do just a small review. Who can tell me how many books are there in the books of law? The books of law.
Five.
Don't forget to state your name.
Tekla,
thank you so much, Tekla. All right, yes, five books of Pentateuch. All right, how many books are there in the books of history? We're in the Old Testament right now.
Stephanie, it's 12.
Latricia, 12 books.
Amen, 12. Thank you, Stephanie. Latricia, 12 books of history. How many books are in the books of poetry?
This is Stephanie, there's two. No, I'm sorry, five.
Amen. Thank you, Stephanie and Esther. Five books. All right. Who can tell me the five books of poetry?
Stephanie, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Songs of Solomon.
That's okay. You can say it together. Thank you so much. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. How many major prophets do we have in the Bible?
Five. That's the five.
Okay, five major prophets. How many minor prophets do we have?
12.
All right, thank you, Esther and Latricia. God is sharpening us to know how to find the books of the Bible. You know, I sometimes go to churches and some people don't even know where Genesis is in the Bible. But we got to know the Word of God and how to search the Scriptures. We got to know. I know when I was younger, they didn't necessarily teach you how to search the Scriptures. So we got to learn how to search the Scriptures. Sometimes God will whisper a Scripture in your spirit. And you go like, well, where is that, Lord? You may not even know that it's a book in the Bible. Something he may say, Isaiah. You got to know how to find it. You got to know what he's saying to you. So hear the voice of God. All right. We're not going to go over the New Testament one right now. But anyway, who can tell me how many commandments are there? How many commandments did God give to Moses?
Definitely 10 commandments.
Amen. Thank you all. Esther and Stephanie, 10 commandments he gave him. Now, I want to know, are we still under the commandments today? Who can tell me? Are we still under the commandments today? Do we still have to follow the commandments today?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
All right. Yeah, we're not exempt. We cannot have any other gods. That's the first commandment. We cannot worship another idol, any idol gods. That's the second commandment. We cannot use the name of the Lord in vain or misuse his name. That's the third commandment. We have to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The fourth commandment, we honor our parents. Yep, all the days of our lives, if they're still alive, six. Commandment number six says, you shall not murder. We still have to follow that. Commandment seven says, you should not commit adultery. We still have to follow that. Commandment number eight says, thou shalt not steal. Who could tell me commandment number nine?
Stephanie, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Amen. I don't care what our opinion may be. It ain't God's opinion of our neighbor, so we cannot bear false witness. We can't say, well, you know, I think that they did. No. All right, commandment number 10, you should not covet anything that belonged to anybody else. You know, there are people in the Bible that coveted what their brother or their sister had or somebody else had. You know, sometimes you say, woo, that convertible car looks so beautiful. I want one like that. So we have to... Laura Dean,
I'm on.
I can't get you on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to connect you, but I can't connect you. So I have to give somebody your phone number to connect you.
All right.
Give me your number, Laura Dean.
504.
Uh-huh.
513.
Okay.
4677.
All right. I'll get somebody to connect you. Hold on. Go ahead and hang up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, Cynthia.
Yes.
Can you connect someone to your phone?
I think I can. You know, it crashed on me, so I'm not sure.
Let me get somebody else.
Don't
worry about it.
I'm not sure.
All right, let me get somebody else to see if they connect them. What about you, Latricia? Can you connect somebody?
No, I've never done that before.
Okay, I got you. Joyce, do you know how to connect someone?
I can do it.
Give me the number.
No. I'm sorry. Someone is talking, but I don't understand. Tell me.
Sometimes they'll walk from give, sometimes.
Okay, don't worry about it. Somebody else said they could do it. Who was it?
Tekla.
Stephanie, I can do it.
Okay, Tekla. The number is 504. 513-46, I believe it's 77. Try that number.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, we're all neighbors, y'all. I don't care where we live in the world, we're still neighbors. We're trying to help everybody, each other. Hallelujah. So I thank God for each of you today. I thank God for what he's doing in us. All right, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, and she's going to sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Mother Fanny. We're so great. She's the youngest one on here, y'all. No, she's not. I forgot we got Mother Sneed on here. Miss Sneed is, how old are you, Miss Sneed?
91.
91. Mother
wow.
Fanny is behind you. Mother, Mother Fanny,
that's
how old are you? 84,
right,
I believe.
Yes.
That was the wrong number?
That's not the right number.
No, that's right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Tekla, try 504-513-4672. See if that's the right number.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm trying to do several things at a time. I got the computer going, the two phones going, so y'all just be patient with me, okay? I really, really appreciate and love each one of you, so I don't mean if I be sounding snappy. I definitely don't mean it. Please forgive me. All right. So I thank God for each one of you. I'm sorry, Joyce, did you say something?
You are forgiven by God.
Oh, okay, no problem. All right, anybody have any questions so far? Mother Fanny going to be singing in just a minute. Anybody have any questions?
It keeps saying no, that's not the number two.
All right, let me try to get her number. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Just hold on, please hold on. I'm going to get it in just a minute. Just give me a second. All right, I'm going to get her number right here. Okay. It's 504-513-4677.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Well, I thank God for each of you all being on. Mother Fanny, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What you going to sing?
My hallelujah.
Oh, my favorite. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah, belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You
can you hear him?
I'm in. Yes. Okay, thank you.
You
it, man. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beautiful Mother Sam. I thank God. I thank God. That's what we have to do. All of our worship, all of our prayers, all of our praise, all, everything, our love belong to Him. Yeah, love, everything. God said we're to love Him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And, you know, a lot of times we pray and we think we worship. But there is a difference between prayer, praise, and worship, and loving God. So we got, I mean, by the time we get through doing everything we need to do for the Father, we don't have a lot of time to, you know, idle time. When we get through praising God, when we get through praying, when we get through loving on Him, we don't have no idle time. So I thank the Lord for each of you all today. Our homework that we had for last week was to study the Word of God, was to study, we had to study the Exodus 20. What do we find in Exodus 20? Somebody state your name and tell me. What is Exodus 20 about mainly?
Stephanie, the Ten Commandments.
Amen, amen, the Ten Commandments. And we have still have to follow those today. The Ten Commandments, we have to, you know, we have to follow them every day. The Lord wants us to follow His commandments. And also, you know, we were to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for our church, pray for our families. And if Christians don't pray, the world is going to be without a covering. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, that's how He's going to heal the land, through our prayers.
Oh.
When we are righteous, when we are holy. So I thank God, a prayerless life is a sinful life. A prayerless life is a sinful life. If you're not taking time to call on the Lord every day for yourself, you are living in sin. We got to call on the name of the Father for ourselves. We can't wait on the pastor. We can't wait on the evangelist, the prophet. We got to call on God for ourselves. So we got to continuously call upon His name. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. And don't you know when He hears us, He moves on our prayers. He moves on our prayers. So we don't just call on Him in vain, but we got to ask God's way. And if you don't know the Word of God, you don't know how to call on Him. You're praying idle prayers. You got to know how to call on Father God. You got to know how to come before Him. You got to know how to reverence Him. You got to know the proper way. You know, when you go to another country to meet a king, you don't just go any kind of way. You don't just go any kind of way. You have to know proper protocol as to how to come and how to call on the King of Kings. You don't just go any kind of way. You say, now look here, you. No, we got to reverence God. We got to praise Him. So does anyone have any questions so far? Any questions? All the lines are open, so anybody got any questions? All right. Any brief comments? Brief, short comments about the Word, what we're talking about now.
Good morning, whatever. Without God, we can't do nothing. We need God in everything we do. Every day we need God. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Bowman. Hallelujah. Minister Bowman lives down in Louisiana, way out in the country like. I thank God she lives near Baton Rouge in that area. Thank God for you, Minister
Amen.
Bowman.
Amen.
All right. Now, I'm going to give some homework for next week. This is our homework next week. Make sure you remember to do the homework. God is giving it to me, and I'm giving it to you. Read the book of Genesis, the first chapter, every day, just starting today. Begin to read the book of Genesis all the way through to next Wednesday. And then study what God created every day. How many days did it take God to create everything he created? Who knows?
I know.
6 days.
All right, all right. It took him 6 days. 6 days to create everything. What did God do on the seventh day?
He rested. This is Stephanie.
Amen, amen. I heard Joyce and Esther. Some more people, thank you so much. So we know, but we're going to be getting into our study in the book of Genesis. Now, that's our homework. Read. Who can tell me what I said the homework is?
Read Genesis from beginning to end.
Chapter 1 of Genesis until we meet again.
All right. Now, here's what I said. I hear somebody say read the book of Genesis, so maybe I made a mistake. But I said read Genesis 1.
Genesis, the first chapter.
That's it.
Starting today.
Every day. Genesis, the first chapter. Read it every day. Not the. I'm sorry, somebody asking me something?
Until we meet again.
Yes, okay. All right. So you got the homework now. Yes?
Yes, the first chapter. Okay.
All right, now, also, second part of your homework. Second part of your homework. First part, read Genesis 1 every day. Second part, pray for these specific things. For your family, for the families of the world, for the children, for our government, for our nation, every day. It doesn't matter how you feel about another person. Pray for them anyway. God said pray for your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you and say all men of evil against you. Pray for them too. So pray for everybody, family. All right? Now,
amen.
Things. One more thing. I know it's a lot, but God is stretching us. Spend quiet time with the Lord. Not in prayer. Just close your eyes, sit there, meditate, and listen to God speak to you. So next week, tell me if he spoke to you or anything he may have said to you. All right?
Amen.
All right, now, obeying the laws of the land are very important. God has his laws, and he gave laws to people in authority for our protection. You know, God didn't say, okay, stop at the stop sign, but he did say obey the laws of the land. Don't you know there are people of God who don't even follow the speed limit? They go like, Lord, give me grace, and they go 90 miles an hour in a 70 mile zone. I did it before. So, I'm about to tell you. But God said, obey the laws of the land. Some people have hit other people, not, you know, intentionally, but because they were not obeying the laws of the land. So, who can tell me where the laws are that God wrote? What book is the laws in? Hello?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Exeter.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Look up, Exeter.
This is Patricia.
Okay, I heard that part, but just tell me. Answer the question.
Okay.
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Very good. Thank you so much. I heard Tekla talking too. Tekla.
Yeah, you're right. All five books.
Yes. All right, all right. All right. Okay. So God wants us to follow his laws. But guess what? We can't follow his laws if we don't know them. So we got to be familiar with God's laws. God's laws are in the first five books of the Bible. Now, he also has some other ones, statutes, commandments, that we may not know. But that's how we got to study so we'll know what the books are, where God is teaching us, what he's teaching us. In Genesis, God created the whole earth, as we said, in 6 days. Now, the number six, each one of these numbers means something different. So Anybody who wants to, you could Google this for me right now. I didn't find this one. The number six. I did find it, but I forgot what it meant. The number six. The number seven is completion. The number eight is new beginnings. So somebody Google it for me while we're on and tell me what the number six is. When you find it, just shout it out. The number six, what does it mean? Now, I need everybody to have your Bibles because we're going to play a Bible game. We're going to play a quick Bible game. And this game, you're going to need your Bible. Who has their Bibles in front of them? Shout your name and say, and tell me you got
it. Stephanie, and I have my Bible.
I got it.
Lanny.
Gloria Dean, I have my Bible.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you so much. Now,
I got about number six.
Okay.
Number six may be considered not only a symbol of a man, but also a symbol of a animal.
Yes,
number
man.
Number six is also used as a symbol of sin and imperfection in Bible. Number six is also used in the Bible as a symbol of work, because a man was supposed to work 6 days and to sow the earth during the period of 6 years.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tekla. The number six is the number for man and work and some other things she said. So I'm going to look them up myself. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. So we are citizens of God's kingdom. We got to know the laws of the land and the kingdom where we live. Adam and Eve were citizens of God's kingdom in the garden. How often did God go visit Adam and Eve? Who knows? State your name and tell me.
Stephanie, daily.
Yeah, he went daily looking for Adam and Eve. Yeah, every day. I mean, you know what? Oh, my God, isn't that awesome? God come looking for you. God come looking for you. Oh, my God, that's awesome. Now, you know what? Adam and Eve were tricked out of their land. They were tricked out of their garden because they heard God, but they were disobedient. God only gave them one law. What was the one law God gave Adam and Eve?
Not to eat from the fruit of knowledge.
Yeah, to not eat. Yes, Stephanie and Esther, very good. He told them one law, and they didn't follow that one law. They got tricked out of their house, out of their whole garden. They had everything in that garden. He said, just don't. You know how children are, and adults too. You say, you can have all of these things right here, but just that one thing don't you touch. And you got pound cake in there. You got oranges. You got mangoes. You got blueberries. And they said, don't touch the pound cake, but everything else, you can have all that other fruit, but just don't touch the pound cake. What we want. We want that one thing that we are not
That's
supposed
right.
to touch. That's human nature. So, all right, we're ready for the Bible game. Let me give you the rules, and then I want the first person who finds. Don't say I got it. I want you to state your name and read it. Read it fast. Read the scripture. Now, listen to me. Everybody has to find the scripture because we all going to read it after them. Everybody has to find the scripture. So I don't care how long it takes, you still find it. All right, everybody who got their Bibles ready? All right, the first scripture I want you to find, Psalms 23, verse 1. Psalms 23, verse 1.
I got it.
Nope. Don't say I got it. Tell me your name.
Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. Your name and read it.
Esther, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be on
my own. All right. Go ahead, Orisney. Read it.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need.
Amen. Amen. I love that. All right, you got to state your name and read it. Otherwise, somebody's going to read it over you. All right, good. And, you know, most of us know that by heart. So we're going to read it together, Psalm 23. All right, is there anyone who don't have it yet in your Bible? All right,
Patricia,
let's read.
This is Patricia.
All right, go ahead and find it. Psalm 23. We all got to read it together.
Okay.
All right. She's a Bible teacher, y'all, so I know she know what it is.
Yeah, I check on my dad. You got
no problem.
No problem.
Okay,
problem.
Go ahead. Yeah. We need you to find the scripture. Come on, we got to move. We still got a lot of stuff to do. So. I love what you're telling me. Don't mind if I cut you. I don't mean no harm by it, but we got to keep going. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got to get prayer in as well, and we, scripture. All right, here we go, y'all. On the count of three.
Got it.
Everybody read it together. Psalms 23:1. Come on.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen, amen. All right. Close your Bibles. Be honest. Don't cheat. Close your Bibles. I need everybody to find 1 Corinthians 13:1. I'm looking for it too. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Don't tell me you got it. Just read it. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Read it as soon as you get it.
Now, so I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity. I am become as sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Amen. Amen. You know, everybody got to find the scriptures now because we're going to all read it together. You guys are doing great. Mother Fanny, you still on?
Well, I'm having a little problem with mine. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, Mother. Don't worry about it. You just stay on. We're gonna do it together. All right. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. All right. Close your Bibles. We're becoming Bible scholars, y'all. Close your Bibles. All right. We're going to go to Philippians. Is that Old Testament or New Testament? Who can tell me? Philippians. It's New Testament. Philippians 4:13. First person,
Stephanie,
call it out and read it.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
All things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen, amen. All right, everybody got to find it, though. Now, some of the things that I'm doing with you, you can do it with your children, with your grandchildren. They need to know the books of the Bible. I taught as young as 2 years old, where the books are, where the Bible, where the books are in the Bible. Taught them the books of the law. One of my 3-year-olds, she could tell me the books of the law, the books of history, the books of poetry. So, we can do it.
What's that
All right.
twice again?
I'm sorry, say that again, Tekla.
Repeat Philippians what?
4:13. Philippians 4:13. All right. On the count of three, we're going to read it together. Philippians 4:13. 1, 2, 3.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Just to let you know, we think we're strengthening ourselves by going to the Y, whatever we're doing. No. God is strengthening us. We're just doing our part, but God is the one who's strengthening us. So I thank God for you all participating in that. We may do that next week, depending upon how God's leading us. So everyone turn to Genesis 1. We're going to be doing a little bit of study on that. Then we're going to go into praying for each other. We're going to be praying for each other and whatever else God tells us. All right, Genesis 1. We already know that that's the first book of the law. The first book of the law is in Genesis. Yep, Genesis. I know this is review for a lot of people, but, you know, sometimes it's good to review the word. Sometimes God shows us things. You say, whoop! I know. know that's been in the Bible all my life, but I never saw it before because God opened it up for you. All right, Genesis 1. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So in the beginning, who can tell me? Who is our creator?
God.
Glory be
to God. Amen. God is our creator. Mother Fanny, God is our creator, and he is the one who created everything. God is our creator. So Genesis 1:1 says, when, tells us, when did God create? When did God create?
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Where is it? When is in the beginning? Tekla, when is in the beginning?
There's no beginning, there's no end.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
I can't hear you, Glory Dean. Say it again.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. And the earth.
Amen. There is no beginning, there's no end. So we can't say in 1615, God created the heavens and the earth. It's in the beginning, whenever God was. All right, what does creator mean? What does a creator mean?
One that has made.
Yes.
Elohim.
Okay, good, Esther. Somebody else, huh?
Elohim.
Yes, okay. What does it mean, creator? Yes, it does mean Elohim. Elohim, and it's like he created something. What did he use to create the earth?
The word.
His hand.
He used his word. Say it again, Latricia. He used what?
His word.
He spoke it into existence. He spoke his word into it. Yes. Latricia, find that scripture in Genesis 1:1 where he spoke the word. Find it for me. Let me know when you find it, Latricia.
Genesis 1:1. 1:3.
Go ahead, Tekla.
1:3.
Tekla, read it.
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
God saw the light, and it was good.
Yes. That's it. God spoke the world into existence.
Yes.
Yes, he spoke the word into existence.
Can I share something that I learned from the Jewish people?
Okay, if it's brief.
Sorry?
As long as it's brief.
Yeah, I'm going to leave something that we'll have to do more research. The Jewish people actually believe between the verse 1 and between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 2, something happened. But in the anything God creates is beautiful and good. You know, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And that's, whenever God creates, he says, he does do nothing bad. Then in the second verse, it says, earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the world. So that's something bad. God never creates anything bad. So they believe that there was another earth before this. And something went wrong and everything broke. But in the third one, the word and separated the darkness from the light. And that's why when you hear of God bringing into it, he never created the trees and the animals. He just spoke and what was frozen came alive. But when it came to man, he actually created from the dust. But between 1 and 2, the first earth was destroyed, or it was frozen into being because there was sin in it. And this is something that the Jewish people believe.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So, yes, God did something great through his spoken word. And guess what? God gives us the power through our spoken word. You know, sometimes we can say, oh, you tell your child. They say, Mama, I can't do this. You can say, you could do all things, baby, through God who created you. So whatever we speak, make sure we speak in God's word. Speak God's word. We can speak things into, we can declare and decree, just like Job did. Job declare and decree. And we are full of God, so we can declare and decree things. We can speak things into existence, just like God did. So we want to make sure when we're speaking God's word. When God said we heal by his stripes, that's what we got to say. We can't say, oh, Lord, this year. We got to say, Lord, I'm healed by your stripes. But I'm telling you, I am prone to say, oh, this hurt me. No, I got to remember to say, I'm healed by your stripes. My stomach's healed by the stripes of God. My headaches are healed by the stripes. We got to say that. And we can't say, my cupboard is running bare. I decree and declare my cupboard is full and running over. I decree and declare my bank account is full and running over. We got to decree and declare God's word over everything. But if we start speaking lack or we start speaking illness, that's what we're going to keep getting. Whatever we speak, we're going to keep getting that. We are made in the image of God, and we can speak into existence like God. He gave us the he gave that for us to do. So we got to be more like the Father. We can speak things into existence. So we don't want to speak the negative over ourselves or over other people. You know, you see some children, you go like, ooh, they retarded. No. We say they are brilliant like Daniel, 10 times smarter than like Daniel and his friends. Don't you know, I'm sure Daniel's mother and father didn't say, you know, negative things over him. They spoke positive. He's 10 times smarter than all of his friends. So you can speak that over your children. And, you know, many times we give our our children the wrong food. And we say, well, what's wrong? They can't seem to learn. Yeah, because we're giving them the wrong diet. If you read in the book of Daniel, he asked, he said, now he knew protocol. He went before the king's servant and he said, listen, ask the king if for 10 days we can eat our own diet. We don't want to eat that rich food. And probably today it would be, you know, all kind of stuff, McDonald's, Burger King, all of that, you know, fast food stuff. But it's not brain food. One time the Lord spoke to me. I was praying for some children that I was working with. And they're both 5 years old, didn't even know each other. And I said, Lord, I can't seem to teach these children. I taught school 29 years, but I couldn't get through to them. I said, Lord, I know they're not retarded by the Spirit, but what is wrong with these children? The Lord said they're McDonald's children. They're not getting no brain food. So McDonald's is a filler. Sometimes we fill our stomach up, but we're not getting the food that we need for our body. So for 10 days, they allowed Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to eat pulse. Look it up, pulse. Vegetables, nuts, beans, seeds, all those good food. And they only drink water. The other fellas, they drank wine and they did rich food. And so at the end of 10 days, the king noticed the difference in Daniel and his friends and the other young men. Don't you know the king shifted the diet? He changed. He said, everybody going to eat Daniel's diet. But God put favor on Daniel. So pray favor for your children, your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going into prayer in a few minutes. I'm going to take some prayer requests here. I thank God for each of you. Is there anyone who has any, you know, thing they want to share? Make it as brief as you can, you know, kind of condense it, but share anything or add anything.
Can I add something to that, what you said about Daniel?
Yes.
One of the reasons why Daniel refused to eat that food was that food was offered to idols. And Daniel knew that according to the scripture that they were not allowed to eat food. They had to be holy. Any food offered to idols, they were not allowed to eat. Because Daniel was a Jew, and according to the five laws, he couldn't eat anything offered to idols.
Thank you so much, Tekla. I didn't even know that myself, but thank you so much. I'm telling you, God is revealing more and more to us each and every day. Anybody else want to share anything else?
Minister Bowman. Good afternoon. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Minister
Hello,
Bowman.
Hello, I'm sorry I came. Minister Bowman, I thank God for connecting this evening with you all. I love you all. I just feel your spirit. So I just thank God for his Holy Spirit to see them on this land. Because he created us to come together, not depart. And I thank God for us connecting together. Amen. And I love you all.
Thank you, Minister Bowman. Someone else was sharing as well. Yes?
Hi, this is Yolanda. I'm sorry I came in late, Sister G. Hi, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Yolanda. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening.
That's my daughter, y'all. She lives here in Jacksonville. That's my child.
All right.
I was when the lady was talking, and she said Daniel didn't eat the food because it was offered to idols, like an I-D-O-L-S, idols.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to understand. Okay, that's all I wanted.
Yes. Yes, that's what she said. Some of the sounds on the phones don't come in as clear. But, yeah, she said idols, uh-huh.
Because
anybody else I heard of?
Lord, they could not eat any food offered to idols.
Yeah, she heard
according
you. I mean, we got it now. All right, Minister Lanny, did you want to say something? She's from Mississippi.
I just want to say I'm so thankful to be a part of this fellowship of people seeking after God's truth. And that's one of the main things for this season right now for those of us who love the Lord and just want to live for him and be on assignment for God. There's so much distortion of the truth in our churches and in our nation, in our politics and in our religious situations. And if you don't know what the Bible is saying, if you're not asking God to show you his truth, you'll have somebody else's truth. And so, to me, I feel the press to just know God's truth. And if you know the truth, the words say that's what's going to make you free. Because we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. But to know the truth means you can operate in Ephesians 3:20 that says, God is able to do far above anything we ask or think. But the bottom part it says, according to the power that's working in you. You got to know the truth about the power that God has put in you so you can be functional for the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so
amen,
much.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, the truth. I know a lot of things I was taught wrong as a child, but God had people reteach me the truth. So I thank God for that. Anybody else? We're going to take prayer requests in about 2 minutes.
Can I? One other thing was, some of the food was prohibited according to Leviticus law. Like they couldn't eat pig or horse. So some of the food they may be eaten may be according to the law of Jewish law, prohibited for the Jews.
All right, Jewish law. Okay. Thank you, Tekla. Someone else was saying something?
Okay, Gloria Dean.
Okay.
You know, it's all about God with the creation because of love. And I love the scripture in 1 John 4:18. He says, perfect love brings what?
That's
is
right.
What God wants to have. That perfect love casts out fear. Fear is something, I know it's a lot in fear, that God doesn't want us to have any kind of fear. That's why in fear to me is like the deeds of the flesh or worry. All of these things, that's not perfect. But when we begin to have the perfect love of God, then we would not have the fear, because God said he did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And we could just take that scripture and, you know, break it on up and think and get the meaning of it. But I love the scripture that perfect love casts out fear. And that's what God wants to get to have, that perfect love. Praise God. Yeah.
Amen, amen. That's what we need in 2020. Right now, today, we need perfect love because many people are in fear. But we, the people of God, have to be rooted and grounded in him so that we don't have that kind of fear. And you know what? The news is great for sending out fear. They love to send out all that trauma and fear. But we have to be careful what we're hearing with our ears. We can't just sit all day and have the news going in our ears and thinking that we're not going to have fear. You're going to have fear. You're going to go, oh, my God, what's going to happen? No, perfect love. And perfect love is God. God is perfect love. He's the one who will cast the fear out of us, who will keep fear away from us. All right, it's time for prayer. Anybody have prayer requests? Make your prayer requests known. Effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We get great results from effectual fervent prayers.
Pastor, pray for the one of my church members was funeralized today. Pray for her family, her kids, her grandkids, her great-grandkids. She was 17 years old.
All right, those who lost loved ones, okay. We're going to pray for those, her and the other people. Okay.
Her name was Brenda Strong.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request.
All over the world, the Christians to have the freedom to gather together.
All right, Tekla. Can you repeat that again, Tekla?
In America, as well as in different parts of the world, the Christians are being forbidden to meet together and worship for the Lord to open the door.
Okay, your phone is breaking up a little bit, but for Christians, get together and
worship together, because here in America, in some states, and also all over the world, lots of Christians are being persecuted. They are targeted.
Right. Okay. I got you now. All right. So we'll pray against persecution. Hold on 1 second. Pray against persecution, that people will have the freedom to praise God all over the world. All right. Someone else was stating something. Matt, can you just say it again?
This is Joy.
Okay.
I'm asking peace and family, love, and sincerity.
All right, family love, okay, that sincerity is in the love. All right, Joyce, thank you. Anyone else?
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
I pray that during this time of deceit of what's going on with this virus and thing, that people have begun to step Christ Jesus into their lives, that God is moving by spirit right now, and that the people will accept Christ Jesus in their life, not reject him, but begin to receive him into their lives at a time like this.
Amen. Salvation during this time. I say mass salvation, because many people are not saved. I drive down the street, sometimes I still see people on the corner smoking or whatever, weed or whatever they're doing. All right, so someone else was saying something, prayer request?
Yes, this is Mr. Bowman.
Okay.
Keep lifting my brother up in the prison and lift the churches up, that the leaders are step up to their pole and do the right thing to their members, and see about them and see about the weather. The weather's out here need the yard church, and they don't have nobody to support them. Without her, okay. They can't do it. So let's pray that somebody send the widows some help. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Any more prayer requests?
I'm Ori Sneed.
Okay.
And at 91, I think I'm closer to the Lord, but I always want to be closer.
Okay.
Please, 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 I have a closer walk with God, please.
Amen. Amen.
That's me too. That's me too. Pray for me is the same. To have a closer walk with the Lord.
Okay.
I think we all need to have a closer walk with God. Pray for all of us.
Amen. Closer walk. All righty. Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Any more prayer requests? We get ready to go into prayer. I'm gonna need some. I know Gloria Jean can pray. Mother Fanny, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay, I'm going to need you to pray, Mother Fanny. I'll let you know. Who else can pray for somebody? Minister Lanny, can you pray for some people?
Yes,
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I want to sing a song.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you sing. You mean you rather sing than pray? Is that what you meant?
I mean, do both of them.
Okay.
I just want to sing a song.
Okay, can we sing the song right after prayer, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so we got the prayer request. Anybody else? Prayer request.
And keep
right.
Cornelia in prayer as well.
Say that again.
Pray for Cornelia.
Okay, your daughter. Okay, we'll pray
for
our children.
Her. Yes.
Yeah, our children need prayer, all of them, no matter what age they are. Yes. Okay. Glory Dean. Can you pray for Esther? She's praying for more love in families, and that can go for all of us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love and families. Praise
yes.
God. Father God, we just thank you today. As we give you glory, we give you praise, God, because you are love, God, and you want us to love one another as you have loved us. And, Father God, we pray for love in the families today, God. We pray that families will come together, Father. We come against the very powers of hell right now that's trying to break families up, separate them. But, Father God, we know about the enemy, how he is, God. But we thank you, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, that your love, God, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, God, will get down into these families, Father God. Reach down into the heart, God, of the families, and let each one to begin to realize and think about how they're separating themselves from the family. Think about what they're doing. Is it right? Are they going to repent or forgive? But God, we pray that the spirit of repentance and the spirit of love, spirit of forgiveness, God, will reach down, will come, hallelujah, come within these families, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind all powers of hell away from these families, and we lose the love, understanding, come within these families, that they be saved, God, save them, keep them under the shadowy wings, God, until all these calamities that's not of you, God, be overpassed out of these family members, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing all families, God, together in the world, all families, Father, we thank you, we give you glory. Glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you so much, Glory Dean. Amen.
All
right. Minister Lanny, can you pray for Tekla's request that there will be freedom for Christians all over the world? Many Christians, she said, are being persecuted during this time. So we need freedom. You know, we are free here in America so far. And I'm praying that we will remain free to praise the Lord, to worship. But some people are getting arrested in America for praying on the corner, for, you know, even for some people are going to churches. They're getting arrested. So pray for that.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that it's unto you that we are empowered because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. We lift up all these places, and you know where they are. You know where they are in the world, where people are struggling to just be faithful in prayer, to be faithful to honor you with their whole life. And they have taken the responsibility of standing up in front of places and persons, places, and things that have tried to shut them down. God, we pray that you will protect them, give them continued courage, have their mouth to speak those things that's out of your heart into the earth. Father, we know that what we release in the atmosphere affects the atmosphere. Because, God, we speak your truth according to what you lead and guide us to know. God, I pray for empowerment for the people, these people who struggle in that area. We pray, God, for protection for them in the name of Jesus. We loose angels in their behalf. Plead the blood of Jesus over, Father. Name the name of Jesus above them, Father. We pray that Christ in front of them, Christ behind them, front and back, goodness and mercy is following them and favors before them. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, if you put it in their hearts to be vigilant in prayer, to be vigilant in taking a stand, that you will continue to protect them and empower them to make they can make a difference in their earth. Lord, we love you and we thank you that you hear and answer our prayer. But most of all, Father, we want to honor you to speak those things and be not as though they were, so that, Father, we can speak your own heart that it would be manifested in the earth. We pray for a special protection for those who have been persecuted and do not have the freedom to pray. And when they take courage to do that,
I'm in Florida.
We can say,
but
we love you, Lord. We bless you, and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much. All right, Mother Fanny, can you pray for Joyce? Joyce, for family love, peace, and joy. And that's for all of our families. Family love, peace, and joy. Mother Fanny.
What's your name, Joyce?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you to look down on Joyce and her whole entire family. Oh, Heavenly Father, they need you. They need you like never before. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to walk with them, talk with them. Do whatever you see them. Do for them. Lead them and guide them through. Let them know everything will be all right in the name of Jesus. Help them to love. Help them to trace you, Heavenly Father. Tell them everything will be all right. We lean and depend on God. We trusting in Him that He will make everything all right. No matter how the outcome and they go, God is standing by. And He sees everything. He knows everything. And He's going to fix it in His due time. But all He wants is to be patient and wait on Him. He's going to take care of the matter because He is God. He said hi. He's looking low. He sees everything going on in this world. And He's going to take care in the name of Jesus. But we just got to believe in Him. Have faith that He's going to take care in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We need you day in and day out. We cannot survive without you. Our family members, all our family children, and all the grandchildren, even the babies, even them was on the way coming into the world, they need you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we need you. We lead and depending on you in the name of Jesus. We just got to do what God said to. We got to pray and give God our heart, our mind, our soul. We got to give God everything we got in the name of Jesus. We got to lean on Him. God, cover your people in the name of Jesus. All over the world and land, and in rest. Hallelujah. Look down on the president, Lord. Help them do the right thing. Look down on the government. Lord, you can fix it. You can make a way out of no way because you is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father. We got to come through by Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And He will take care of us. And He will save us at the end. Hallelujah. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's there for us always, Lord, all time. And Lord, cover your people all over this world. Help people get on their knees. Call on the Lord. Call on the like never before. He will make a way for us out of no way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you for your presence and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done for us all. We leaning on you. We trusting in you. We want to give you all what we got. We don't want to hold back on you. There's no way. We want to give you all of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus for everything and all things
you've
done for us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Cynthia, are you still there? Cynthia? All right, she may not be here anymore. Latricia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you
pray for mass salvation during this particular time that people everywhere would be saved, especially those who've been real stubborn and say they don't need God? Pray. Thank you.
Sister Gavin, can I ask during that prayer, if it's an odd, I don't know, that we pray for my church. Our church is a very, very, very small congregation, mm-hmm. and the minister has almost 2 years ago, and we haven't, not in, you know, 100 yet,
So when you visit and ministers, that one a preacher month, but that the Lord would do have his will done for the church, to have a leader.
Okay. All right, Gloria, can you include that, Gloria Jean, in your prayer? Leaders in that church.
Huh?
Did you hear what she said?
She said,
they need a pastor in a church, one that can shepherd the flock,
Okay. Well, I could pray that right now. I understand that. I really understand it.
But salvation and the
right
shepherd.
Now, God, for this church, God, for this church and all these other churches, God, we lift them up to you, God. One pastor, and we have the other ministers too, God, that can minister, but a pastor in the church, one pastor. And we pray, God, that this pastor will be one that you send, God, one that's after your own heart, God, one that meets your qualifications, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And this is a pastor that we're sending in our sister's church, in every church right now, that this pastor that you send, God, will be sent from you, God, and that they would have one heart, God, your heart, Father, and that they you have your qualifications and everything, and they'll know how to run the church, what to do in the church, what comes first, and continuously lining it up, God, the way you would have it. One that's after your own heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Though we don't need, God, but one pastor to show us the way, one, God, that seeks you, God, one that has that love in them, Father God, love for the pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you so much that can be prayed, and we thank you, Father, that you send pastors after your own heart. You say to your word, God, that you're going to give us pastors after your own heart that's going to feed us with knowledge and understanding. And, Father God, that's what we need in the churches today, one pastor that comes from you that will feed us with knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm so sorry, Latricia.
I was looking at my notes wrong, but
we need you still to pray for mass salvation during this time, mass salvation all over the world, Latricia.
Father in heaven, most gracious God, most gracious Father, we come to you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. And Father, we...
Yes.
On our spiritual needs towards you, Lord God, that your word says that if we draw near to you, you'll draw near to us. And Lord God, we're praying for those people who have not yet drawn near to you. But God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Draw them, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for you hear the prayer and cry of your people. And Father God, you made us all. But you're the God of our flesh. You're the God of flesh. Of all our flesh. And Lord, we ask you, Father, to reach and touch those who don't know your Son and the pardon of their sins, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that your word go forth, Lord God, from the words of the mouth, where Lord, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you to move upon your people who are impregnated with your word, that they will give birth to the word to those who don't know Jesus. We thank you, God, for this time of what we're facing now. For there are many, many who will come, Lord God, who will come because they heard the word. They yield to you, God. We thank you, God, for softening hearts, for the pardon, Lord God. We thank you, God, for you softening those hearts. And they heard the word. They heard the word of Jesus. They heard of his salvation. They heard of his resurrection. They heard of his power. That's in his name, Lord God. We thank you, God, for you alone, Lord God, are giving, God, and give to those who are in need. And, Lord God, there's so many in need of you right now. We thank you, God, for shutting down all the things that's distracting the men and women, Lord God, that they can now look to you, but you are where their help comes from. We thank you for your help, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Dove. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent the comfort, and that's what he is doing in this world and this land today. We thank
mighty word, Lord God, that's being spoken and sung even, Lord God, today. We thank you for the many, many, many blessings. We thank you for the many, many people that have already given their lives. As we pray right now, there are many people coming to you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for doing what you're doing right now in our land to draw people to you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for not leaving us comfortless, not leaving us comfortless, God. We thank you for your people that's going out on the corners, on the airways, on computers, and whatever device, Lord God, you've used to draw men, Lord God, we thank you. Bless this country. Bless this nation. Bless, Lord God, this world that you're calling so many. So many to Jesus, right, to your son. This we pray and we thank you and we worship you, we honor you, and we worship you this day. You're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and we thank you for being who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Laney, Mr. Laney, can you pray for Minister Bowman? She has a She said for her brother in prison and all the prisoners and then leaders, righteous leaders, or, you know, like or over the government, over the land.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we love you and we thank you that we have the peace to know according to your word. We ask anything in your name, two or three touches of agree in you in the midst of us. We have confidence in your prayers, God. We have confidence in your answering of our prayers. We pray for Sister Bowman's brother and others who are incarcerated, and the same thing that we're doing on the outside in the natural, they deal on the inside with the natural, and they may not have the resources that are extended on the outside. So, God, we pray for grace and mercy in their behalf, that you will move on the hearts of the people who are there in charge, move on the hearts of the people who have immediate access to them, and that you will touch someone in authority to release to them the resources they need to stay safe, to be confident that they can live and fill out their time of being there and be released and be free to move about and have their being in your name. And Father, even while they're incarcerated, God, I pray that you send ministry to them. You sent your word and heal them according to your word. So we know that your word is there, and that will be a word that will be spoken, and they can begin to speak over themselves. What they don't have, they can begin to speak over themselves through their faith, through their confidence in your word. We pray, God, that the brother and the other persons, male and female, all over our United States and in our world, Father, who are incarcerated, that you will give them a freedom in their spirit that they have never known before, and they can apply it based on the truth of your word, that you will bring up, according to your word, you say you bring up that we need, the Spirit will bring it up to us. If they've been taught, if they've heard the word, that they will apply it through opening their mouth. You said that we confess our sins to be saved, confess and be saved. And you said in John, we say to the mountains, be moved. And you said in Revelation, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So, God, we pray that you'll send in ministry there, and there's a refreshment in their heart, spirit, mind, and soul, to speak those things that you say they have authority to speak according to your word. We pray for those who are in charge again, that you will give them a heart of flesh to be concerned about the safety, to be concerned about their care. We thank you, Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus that every artificial thing that's come to bind them or to hurt them, we take authority over in the name of Jesus. We call the devil a liar, the father of all liars. We crush his assault. We crush in the name of Jesus, we demolish it with the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. We send your word, Father, that they will be whole, they will be healed, and they will have help, and they will have hope in the name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Mother Fanny, can you pray for Miss Sneed and for all of us to have a closer walk with God? Miss Sneed and all of us, everybody on the line, Miss Sneed, and all, that we'll have a closer walk with God.
Heaven, Father, look down on every one of us on this earth. Look down on Moses' feet. I'm saying it right, Lord. I'm
I'm not pronouncing it right. But
it's okay, baby. We understand. Go ahead. Keep going. You're doing good.
In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon her and all of them, all our families. We need you, Father God. We cannot survive this world without you. Please, Heavenly Father, have mercy right now. Give us a mind to pray to you. Give us a mind to serve you. Give us a mind to love you. Give us a mind to cherish you in every way we can. Help us to praise you. Help us to lift you up. Help us to magnify your name. Lord, be that beside us. Lead us and guide us the true, natural way to go. Let us go the right way and do everything we can do to please our Heavenly Father. In the name of His Holy Spirit, He dealt with for us at all times. He dealt for us. He has His angel even to watch over us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy this evening, Lord. This stuff is going on in the world today. I ask you, God, to take control of it right now. And if it is in your will, one way or other, that everything will come to an end, that you would take care of all the matters in the city of Jesus, that everybody will fall in the place where they're supposed to be, that they will serve you and they will pray to you. Now, of what color they are, help us all pray and come together and do the thing that God wants us to do. And this will be a much better world if we do what God said do. In the name of Jesus, He called it on us right now. And He wants to get it right and get it together. This praying time, His singing time, it's for us to do at all times. Day in and day out. Just help us. Help us to pray when we go to bed at night. Help us to get up when we get up and go to the restroom at night. Help us call on the name of Jesus, who died on the cross to save us, who gave His only God and Son to die on the cross, where we can have eternal life, where we can be saved, and we can be really saved in the name of Jesus. So, Father, take care of us and help us to do the thing you want us all to do. Help us to pray in Jesus, pray out of Jesus, pray and give you everything we've got to give you in the name of Jesus. And bless our little children. Bless them. Save our little children, Lord. Lead them and guide them. Take them in your hand. Take care of them. Bless them. Save your little souls in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help people stop having these abortions, Lord. Let the kids come on into the world. In the name of Jesus, not taking on food and come into this world. In the name of Jesus, God, you're looking down on all of that right now, and you want it to stop. And I know you want us to do that. Help us, Lord, do the right thing for all our families, all our children, all the little children who are coming into the world. Them on the way. And Lord, don't let people have abortion. Cut out all the abortion clinics where they can't have them anymore. In the name of Jesus, Father, be with your family. We are your family, Jesus. Be with us every step of the way. Never leave us, never forsake us, because we right there holding on to your unchanging hand, hoping and praying that you help us to make it. We'll make it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Well, we got one more request. Glory Dean, if you could pray for Yolanda's daughter. And Mother Fanny, you know, touched on the children as well, but you could pray for all of our children.
The daughter, we're especially something special, the daughter.
Just however the Lord leads you.
What about?
Yeah, just pray for that God continues to guide her, you know, continue to, you know, make things happen in her life in a more positive way.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. God, we pray for all our children right now, God. We pray for them, Father God, because as you say in the word, say, all our children, they shall be taught of the Lord, and greatly shall be their peace. We thank you, Lord, for your scripture, God. We thank you, Father. And we know, God, that our children are going to be saved. My sister's child, the child, she's going to be saved. She's going to come through because of prayers. All we got to do is have that faith, that trust, and that confidence in God. Not looking at her, because she can't do it. But we put in our trust in God. We only pray and give God the glory, because what needs to be done with her daughter and all of our daughters and children is going to be done. Because guess what? The word said, like Joshua said, as for us and our house, we are going to serve the Lord. Well, we are going to serve the Lord, our children and all our families. We are going to serve the Lord. Your daughter is going to come through. She's coming through with Christ Jesus. She's getting stronger and stronger. She's got to understand more and more. And we thank the Lord. We put the precious blood of Jesus upon her, upon our children, upon every family in the world today. Every daughter in the world today, every family, we put the blood of Jesus right now on each one, even ourselves, this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. It's closing time, and I want to make an announcement that this coming Saturday will be Family Day on Bible Storyland, so join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll be ministering to families on that day. I want you to know that God loves you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Whatever your name is, God knows your name. He knows where you are, what you're going through. He loves you so much. But guess what? He also commanded that we love him even more with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So be blessed of the Lord. Look forward to seeing you. And listen, I hope you do like I do. Do not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. I love you. Talk to you all next week.